So the other night, I'm at a show in Washington, D.C., and up pops a note from you, Saida Blount, that says the scene outside Adele is unlike anything I've ever seen for a show. No kidding, there must be 600 or 700 people here looking for tickets and freaking out.
You know, Bob, you go to a lot of shows. I say that. I probably go to a smaller number under that per year. And you always see that there are people looking for tickets and there are people that are just kind of milling about, maybe hoping to catch a little bit of it outside. But this had an energy, a frenetic energy I've just never experienced ever before. And it was kind of unique because I feel that it was across so many lines of people. That it was kind of this Long Island housewife feel. There were young people there. There were the folks that you could tell that listened to her from the first album. There were totally a lot of Brits and Europeans outside. But there was just this energy of anticipation and kind of need to be involved that I haven't felt in a really long time. It was kind of weirdly refreshing
That's
to see.
great. This is outside Radio City Music Hall. Adele is there to perform music for a TV taping, right?
Yes, it looks like it's going to be a special for NBC. It also just had this air of being one of those, and they said from the stage, a once in a generation event. They had her name on the marquee with a one night only, seems very like Dusty Springfield-esque kind of announcement, like one night. And there just was a hoopla. There were the stereotypical, like you see in the old Hollywood movies, those cannon lights flashing back and forth across the boulevard. And, you know, even, I mean, this is on a very busy thoroughfare of Midtown, and there's also the tourists are going by. And so you've got this mix of people that are getting in, trying to get in, and then tourists that are stumbling upon this, that are like, what is going on? What is this mania? Why are there police cars down the street? And why are there hundreds of people just begging for tickets? And then people look up, see the marquee, see the name Adele, and it was an O, a conscious O from everyone. Oh, Adele.
Scalping, I bet, a lot.
A lot of scalping. I got in line, in which ended up being the incorrect line,
Oops.
and I waited it for a good long time. And behind me, I saw a woman sold her ticket to a scalper for $1,500 cash.
Whoa.
This guy was just going down the
I guess she'll
line.
enjoy it on TV.
I guess so. I think she must have been as frustrated. The line was really long, like it snaked around two corners. And she said, she was like, I'm not waiting in this line anymore. She's like, how much are you going to give me? And the guy was like, I'll give you a thousand. And she's like, no. She's like, I've got the paper confirmation. And he was like, and he upped it. And she took it and she was gone.
What did he do? Cash?
Absolutely cash. He had a large, like one of those office folders, the metal ones, just cracked it open, pulled open the cash, counted out the bills, handed it to her, and she walked away. And all of us were just kind of like, whoa. And I think everybody that lined for a minute was like, it's gonna be like that tonight. Adele reaches that level of frenzy.
And then inside, did anybody sit for this concert?
When she came out, it was rapturous. I mean, everyone on their feet, screaming, yelling, waving. I love that. That's one of my favorite things of shows, the wave,
Before
where
the music even started, you mean?
before the music even started, that she just had to stand there and soak that in, which I thought was so beautiful. And everybody out of their seats for clapping at the end of each song. There were a couple songs that people attempted to stand up and get the crowd dancing and whatnot. And there were a couple that were successful, a couple that you could tell people got tapped and were told to sit down so they could get their view and whatnot. But yeah, every song she got a standing ovation.
Because it's been about, well, I mean, 4 years since you hit Washington, so probably about the same time for New York City, 5 years since a record. How are the new songs? How do they sound?
They sound really good. And there's always that fear that somebody's going to sound, and I'm putting it in quotes, overproduced. Adele knows her sound. She knows what makes her songs really sing and hit those heartstrings. One thing that I noticed that she seemed to go back to a little bit of her roots. Apparently, she mentioned from the stage that there's a couple of songs on the album that she wrote them with her guitar in mind, and that she said that she hadn't done that in a while, that she had written maybe a couple of songs from each album, but she said with this one, she really got back to her guitar. And some of the other themes that she said she was thinking about were obviously motherhood. She just had a child, a little boy, and she said she was thinking of a lot about motherhood. And then the one that I've noticed in the about three or four songs I have been able to hear from Adele from the new album is that she mentions a lot about getting older. Which I think, and you know, she joshed about it from the stage. She's like, look, I know I'm only 27, and to say that I'm getting older really doesn't mean anything. But she's like, you know, there's this whole process that I'm going through. And she's like, she's like, I always thought I would be 17. And she's like, when you start getting older and you have more responsibilities, there are those things that start drifting away, which I think a lot of people realize as they reach the 20s, 30s, 40s, and beyond that you can't do the same things anymore and that your life changes and some of them are good and some of them are bad. And that's what really touched me, that I definitely identified with that. And you could feel it in the new songs.
When Adele did a Tiny Desk concert, it was about 4 years ago. What struck me so much is a lot what you're saying, which is that she's got this incredible golden voice, and then when she speaks, she, well, first of all, her speaking voice is so different than her singing voice, right? There's like, it's like, I'm exaggerating here, but Cockney, very Cockney versus very, just this huge, almost beyond human singing that comes from her mouth. And she's incredibly personable. She does do this thing on stage where she is talking right to you about her personal life. In a way that most singers don't do.
Absolutely. I mean, the one thing that's very noticeable, and I think that people really identify with her, is that she gives this air of really being appreciative and very humble and very folksy about it all. It's like, you know, it almost is like, yeah, oh, I woke up with this crazy voice and it just shot out of my mouth one day. But what was great is that you could tell she got out there on the stage and it's overwhelming. I can't even imagine what it must be like when the curtain comes up or it parts and you have a sold out show in Radio City and you look out at this crowd that's filled with rabid fans, with people there support you, celebrities, which must be a whole nother thing. That I mean, that was a celebrity packed crowd that night. And then you have to sing and you have to perform, and everybody knows your struggles with like your voice and that you haven't been back for a few years and whatnot, but that you pull it off flawlessly. And you know what was funny is then in the second song, she's like, all right, I've got it down. You got the first one. And it was Hello, she started with, which is crazy. And she kicked off her shoes and she's like, my feet are swelling. I'm going to kick my shoes off. And of course, a laugh goes out. Everybody knows that feeling where it's like, you're forced to do this. I'm going to do that. And, you know, she just chatted with the crowd, and you could tell that she was nervous through the first couple songs. And as she loosened up, I have to say that she got a little risque and bawdy and talking like she had flatulence humor and she the cursing. And I mean, I was like thinking, I was like, hey, this is going to be for a TV special. You better be careful. But, I think that that's the appeal of Adele, that, you know, she feels like the girl that you knew growing up, and then lo and behold, she becomes a superstar, but still comes home and still goes to the corner pub and still will sit at the table with you at Thanksgiving. There's just something about her that feels very warm and humble and genuine, and it resonates.
And I guess that's what speaks to the incredibly wild ranging in age and all sorts of the crowd that stood outside Radio City to see. It's
absolutely. The mix of people that were coming, young, old, all different colors, all different genders, people love her. And those songs obviously mean something very special to them and very deep, and it resonates.
Adele's record 25 comes out on Friday. For now, I'm going to play this song. The one that kicked off the concert, the one that kicks off the album 25, the first album in 5 years from Adele, will play Hello and say goodbye to Saida Blount. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Bob.
Hello, it's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet, to go over everything. They say the time's supposed to heal you, but I ain't done much healing. Hello, can you hear me? I'm in California dreaming about who we used to be when we were younger and free. I've forgotten how it felt before the world fell at our feet. There's such a difference between us and a million miles. Talk about myself, I'm sorry. I hope that you will. Did you ever make it out of that town where nothing ever happened? It's no secret that the both of us are running out of time. So hello from take.